All right, it took me a while to figure out what this place is about. But once you figure it out, it's all easy after that. Everything makes sense. You know, I uploaded that Oliver B. Green video. And I know he talks about 501(c) stuff, but if you join, in other words, if you join up, let's say you join, I'm going to be a member, you know. If you want to be a member of anything, whether it's a marriage or a business or a church, you have responsibilities and you're expected to be a part of it, you know. You're already the member of the body of Christ, so joining a church is actually like a, it's just a, it's actually part of the world system. The 501(c) is part of the world. It's just the way it is. It's a business. Anytime you join anything down here, it doesn't matter if it's a marriage, it doesn't matter if it's a job, whatever it is, whatever you join up down here, there's going to be trouble. There's going to be expectations. They're going to expect you. They've invested time in you, and they want you to invest in time. Invest time in the body, whatever body it is. A corporation's a body, a ship's a body, the Navy's a body, everything, the military's a body, everything's a body. And they want you to be a part of it. If you join, you know, just like the Freemasons, you membership in the body, you know. So they want you to be a union. They want you to pay those union fees, you know. If the union takes care of you, you should pay your little fee, you know. That's the way they think about it. The tithe is not for the church. The tithe was for Israel. But God wants us to give back to his program. It might be 100%. It might be your, and it should be your life. You know, it should be 100%, your whole life. Because if you're going around here just going through the repeat, it's just a repeat anyway. Something hit me today. So I had a notification on my phone, right? And they had a picture of Brie Larson in her little dress, you know. It hit me like a toe brick. They had three images, the same image, three of them side by side. Two of them were shaded, one of them was highlighted. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. They're parading her out in her little dress, her little outfit. And that's what God is doing with you, outfitting you. So each moment is a snapshot. It's a spiritual snapshot as you're progressing towards being fit in Christ. So I'm thinking about the angels looking down and all the glorified saints. Every spiritual creature is looking down at us in 3D and saying, it's kind of like a cartoon land to them, you know. They're amazed at how we're just like going about our course, and it's like it's just instantaneous images. They're just images. In other words, there's a telephone pole. There's a telephone pole. The only reason those telephone poles look like they're moving is because I'm moving. And the only reason it looks interesting because I'm going down the highway. Seen a bunch of telephone poles as they pass by, but they're just standing there. The trees, they're just standing there. It's like you're an image. Every moment's a snapshot, right? And so I'm sure that the angels and the spiritual creatures, they're looking down and thinking, when will they ever learn? They just keep going around the mountain, around the cycle, same old stuff. When is it going to click, you know? When is it going to click that it's all an image? They go around their circuit, their course, just like the stars go around their circuit, just like electricity goes around its circuit, just like the water cycle goes around its circuit, the seasons go around their circuit. Everything goes around its circuit. And even a human goes around its circuit. When will they realize it's just a snapshot, moment by moment, of the same thing over and over? And the snapshot is just to see where you're at in the growth process in the inner man. It's an inner man snapshot. The outward man perishes, so they don't care about that. The outward man perishes, but the inner man's renewed day by day. So the spirit beings, they don't care about your 3D clay body. They're not even looking at that. They're looking at your inner man. It's kind of like when you look at this car over here. Let's say your girlfriend's driving this car. You don't care about the car. You're looking at the girlfriend, you know. You don't care what kind of car she's driving. It's just a car. So your body ship, your clay body, to God is not, you know. I had somebody a long time ago say, well, does God not care about your body? Well, he wants you to be blessed, spirit, soul, body. But if he has to destroy the body to save your soul, if he has to destroy your body to get your attention, that's what he's going to do. The outward man is dying anyway. It don't matter. The inner man is what matters. It's a snapshot of your inner man growth moment by moment. So when Brie Larson was in that image, she's up there taking a picture of her little dress and her little shoes and her little outfit. Everybody's saying, oh, wow, Brie Larson's looking good. Yeah, but is her inner man looking good? Is her inside looking as good as the outside? Is she more focused on the outside than the inside? The snapshot picture of her on that image on the phone, that's just a snapshot of the outside. But it's a type and shadow of us being a snapshot on the inside, being fit. Look at her outfit. So it's a snapshot of you being fit on the inside. So the spirit realm is actually not even looking at your clay body. It's just dirt. It's just clay and minerals. The spirit realm's looking at your heart. That's what's happening. Come on now, somebody's got to wake up.